Welcome to the Heart Zone, featuring George Cannon. This broadcast is a time of teaching and encouragement from Curwensville Christian Church. For more information, we invite you to visit us on the web at www.curwensvillechristian.org. And now for a message from the Heart Zone. Here's George Cannon.
All right, guys, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to 1 John chapter 4. We're going to look at verses 17 through verse 5 of chapter 5 today. 1 John chapter 4. Now, we are continuing on in our study about walking in the light. And so John has been focusing a lot in this book on the whole issue of you and I learning to walk into the light, because, you know, Christ is the light who enters into our life, and we live in a world of darkness around us, so we are to walk in the light, we are to choose to walk in the light as we're in this world of darkness. Now, one of the things that he has been emphasizing over and over in this letter is the issue of love. In fact, today we're going to kind of conclude his main discussion about love. And what we're going to focus on is that love that you and I have with God and he has towards us impacts us. That love has an impact on your life. And we're going to see that today. It's very real. And with that, you and I can function in this world. All right, so let me just put the point this way. All right, so I think every one of us recognizes that we live in a world of darkness, a world that is dominated by Satan, a world that is moving away from God, sometimes in big leaps or in bounds away from God, right? And you're like, how do I do it? How do I maintain it here in this world where everything is pressuring me to conform? And it's moving away from God. Well, the big key thing that needs to be true in your life is love. What? So I'm supposed to just love people, George, and that'll get me through it? No. Love that starts with God. Love for him because he loved you. Then that flows out of you and allows you to live in this world. Love. And it has an impact. It's supposed to change you. And we're going to see that today in this passage. So I want you to notice with me, if you have your Bibles, we're going to start with verse 17. Here's what he writes. By this is love perfected in us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. Because he is so, also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For the fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him: whoever loves God must also love his brother. Everyone who believes that Jesus is Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves whomever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? All right, so what we're going to do, folks, we're going to take these verses, break them down into three sections. So the first thing I'm going to talk to you about is love's confidence. I think this one's pretty important. Look at what he says, verse 17. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, Because as he is, so also are we in this world. First thing I want you to notice here is your mutual relationship with God gives you confidence to face the coming judgment. What's he talking about, George? Well, I'm going to tell you something that, you know, as being a pastor now for 30 years, I have been with saints, that is believers, who are getting ready to meet the Lord. I have been struck by that I'm typically asked a common question that at first I was kind of struck by, and I would answer it, but then I thought, why does everyone keep asking this same question? And the same question is this: I hope I get there. Do you think I'll get there, George? Now, what they're talking about is they hope they get there to be with Jesus. Do you think I'll get there, George? Yes. At first, I'm kind of like, oh, you know the answer to that. You're going to be okay. But why are they asking that question? I've realized it's the final test of faith. They're wrestling with the final test of faith as they get ready to enter into eternity. Do they really believe? Now, thankfully, they did. This is what John is talking about here. He's saying your mutual relationship with him. If you have a relationship with him, when you face that moment, you're not going to fear. Because you know that even as you face death's door, you're going to be with the Lord, period. And you have that confidence. Why? Because you have that love. That love that flowed out of that relationship with you. That's what he's talking about here. So, you know, one of the things I keep trying to emphasize with you folks is there is a reason why you read your Bibles. There's a reason why you pray. And it's not that they're religious acts. It's not that this is some sort of ritual you have to do because you're a Christian, and so therefore you do this. No, you need to view it a different way. It's more than just religion. It's a relationship. You pray because you're talking to God. So like today, Lori and I, after church, we're going to be heading down to Indiana County to go to a birthday celebration for her dad. Now, that's an hour drive between Kerwinsville and where they live in northern Indiana County. Now, I can tell you that when we drive, it isn't going to be silence the whole time. There's going to be conversation. There's going to be interaction as we talk about what's going on in her world, as she talks about what's going on in my world. There's going to be decisions that we make together. There's going to be complaints about my driving, you know, and all of that. That's all part of the relationship. That's being real with each other, right? If I approached our drive and me having a conversation with her is something that I'm supposed to do, that doesn't help the relationship, right? It's the same thing with the Lord. It's not a religion, it's a relationship. So we encourage you to pray. We also encourage you to read because God speaks to you through his word. He speaks to you. That's his interaction with you. Now, it's that interaction that when you face something, especially when you're knowing that you're going to die, you're going to have a confidence. You can have a confidence at the coming judgment. There is no fear there. This is the impact of love. The impact of love then is I can face anything because you're with me, Jesus. You're with me, Lord. That's the first thing I want you to see. Here's the second thing. That mutual love between you and God drives fear away.